How many business owners have trained their competition? Well, that doesn't happen here. We fixed that. I told you, we're going to put the odds in our favor. We're going to stack the odds in your favor that your best people never leave.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
I am excited because dreams can come true for every single one of us, no matter where you're at. So I'm going to prove that right now, very, very quickly. I was 24 years old, and as I said, my parents stressed education. I did all the right things. In fact, I went on, raise your hand, because this is pretty rare, I think. Raise your hand in the audience if you have a PhD. And we got thousands in the room here. I know you can't see everybody on the camera. No. There's a lot of you out there in the audience and TV land. There's a lot of people here, but not one hand went up here in the studio audience. And I got a PhD. Do you think my parents were proud? Y'all nod your head. They were proud. I mean, I really did. I finished high school. I got my public high school diploma. And that was a big deal, right? You know, my dad never graduated from high school. But hey, in corporate America, does a high school diploma get you very far? It doesn't really get you very far, right? In fact, if you want to go into business, what are we told to get? If you really want to do well in business, what do they want you to get? What kind of a degree, title do they want after your name? MBA, right? Well, I knew I wasn't going to get an MBA. I mean, I barely squeaked through high school, right? So I want a different kind of MBA, and I want my MBA to mean something. I know MBAs that can't get a job right now. I wanted an MBA that stood for massive bank account. How many of y'all want one of those? Would you rather have a massive bank account than an MBA title? I'll take that all day long, right? So how do you do that? How do you go from a high school education, and this is my business background. I was a convenience store clerk. I was a waiter. I was a sandblaster. I would blast these sky-high buildings in Shreveport, Louisiana, and they said, who would sandblast that thing? I bet Pharaoh would do it. And I went over there and I'd sandblast these buildings, risking my life, right? I did roofing. If anybody's done roofing, hot mop roofing, you know, where you're throwing gravel on top of the tar, and you got to be real careful. Homeowners don't like the tar getting over the, you know, the edge of the roof. Doesn't look good. So you got to do it in a pair. You got to have somebody mopping. In this case, I was mopping. I was being very careful. No tar was going over the edge. Guy's throwing the gravel on. Well, he's supposed to watch out for me, right? So we're on the edge of this roof, so we're high up, and I'm being real careful, and I'm doing my job. This guy's supposed to be watching me. He didn't watch me, and I just walked right off the roof. I promise you, I figured there's got to be a better way to make a living, right? But how do you get into this money business that Tom Matthews was talking about, helping people with their money, when you don't even have a checking account? I didn't have a checking account. The only thing I knew about money was this. If it made dollars, then it made sense. That's all I knew. I wanted to make some money, but where am I going to go? Well, you got to find a company like the Wealth Wave. And you've got to change the odds. Instead of the odds being stacked against you, you got to stack the odds in your favor. I'm going to prove to you can do that. But here's the ingredients you need to do. If you're going to stack the odds in your favor, and I think we all want to do that, we all want to make our dreams come true, but if you're working, if you're an employee, or if you're in corporate America, does corporate America talk about making your dreams come true? That's not a conversation you have, is it? So if you want to shift from employee, working in corporate America, where you have a chance to make your dreams come true, then WealthWave is it. And here's how a guy like myself knew nothing about money, how a guy like me could go and with the great opportunity that I've had, make all my dreams come true. First thing I had to do was this. I had to make sure that there was a big need for whatever my product or service was. If you can find that, you're already putting the odds in your favor, right? I'm going to prove something real quick. Raise your hand in the room if someday, you want to be financially independent. Raise your hand. I mean, that's every hand. That's 100%. Okay, so all of us want to be financially independent, but Tom showed some numbers. And this statistic, don't get mad at me right now, but almost all of you that rose your hand statistically, you're not going to make that goal. In the richest country in the world, After working hard 30, 40 years, most Americans are not financially independent. They say about 4 to 5% are financially independent. Those are terrible odds, aren't they? So, if I can help people achieve their financial goals, do I have a few people to talk to? I got a whole lot of people. How many of y'all saw that movie, Sixth Sense? Y'all remember that movie with Bruce Willis? There was a little kid in that movie. Anybody remember? Y'all remember that kind of, right? I was told to watch that movie. They said it was great. I went and watched it. I thought it was the stupidest movie I ever saw. No offense, Bruce Willis, because I like him in Die Hard. But I watched that movie, and if you remember, that little boy, everywhere he went, he saw what? Dead broke people everywhere he went, right? Not dead broke people, dead people, right? They could have been dead broke. Because the statistics say what? They are going to end up what? Dead broke. And so you got that sixth sense. I've got that sixth sense. We don't see dead people. We see dead broke people. And we can help them. So I know as long as there's a lot of people that need my product or service, how can I not have something to do? Everyone wants to lower their taxes. And we all work hard for our money. Our money ought to work hard for us. So as long as you are out there and you need those things, I can help you. But I wanted to make some big money. My dreams that I had came with a price tag. And if I got some really big dreams, I want a really big house, really nice cars, then I better make some more money, right? So Bill Gates is the richest man of the world. I think he is still today right now. And he had a very simple formula for creating wealth. His formula was find a big problem and fix it. Right? Don't we all want our problems to go away? And so I thought, well, gee, that makes a lot of sense. Find a big problem and fix it. So now I'm going, okay, I want to make big money. He said, find a big problem. I already proved you the biggest problem in North America is everyone wants to be financially independent and only 4 or 5% actually make it. So all I got to do now is what? Fix it. So if I'm going to fix it, I got to get into a business like WealthWave where we are educating, bringing financial literacy. So I'm going, wow, this matches up really good. I'm stacking the odds in my favor instead of the odds stacked against me. So I got to get in this industry. I'm from Texas. I'm in Austin. But Houston, they did a big section in the Sunday section talking about business careers. And a friend of mine sent me this, and I read it, and it said, overwhelming demand for financial services. And this was way back. I mean, I think it was 2001 when I read this article. But it's still my favorite article today because not only was that headline, overwhelming demand, appropriate, has the demand gotten less or has it gotten more today? It's more. So the headline was still just as relevant as it was when it was published, but here's why it was my favorite. It said, no particular skills required. Well, I didn't have any, so far I'm in the game, right? Good, I got none. I hated reading the classifieds. You know, you get your marker, and you're looking for a job, and you're reading a classified, and the big bold print would say $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year, right? So I'm circling all those. But the bold print giveth, the fine print taketh away. And you have to get the magnifying glass to read that part, but it said, you know, education, MBA, you know, all this stuff. And I go, well, cross that out. No particular skills required. Good, so far I'm in the game. I read a little bit more, and it said, any age, any gender. Well, I was 24 years old. I didn't finish college. I did start, but I didn't finish. I was telling you my jobs. I was also an Elvis impersonator. And I would do anything to make some money. And yet corporate America is not going to give me a shot. So I'm any age, any gender. I have no skills. Typically, that's what? Flipping burgers. Right? Minimum wage. Towards the bottom of this article, and it said this. This is what caught my attention. And six figures are the norm. So here's what I want you to do. Do an internet search. Tom was talking about Google. Do this. Get on the internet. Do a search. Type in $100,000 careers. But you got to write in this criteria. No particular skills, any age, any gender. And see how many $100,000 careers pop up. Don't waste your time, right? There's not going to be many. But in our industry, that is the case. I don't have a degree. I was a drama major at the University of Texas. I'm a UT drama dropout. In fact, I was so broke I couldn't afford a car. My only means of transportation was a motorcycle. So I told you I want to give you hope. unless you were worse off than I was, you ought to have a shot, right? So this opportunity, whatever your background, whether you got skills, whether you got a checking account, whether you know anything about money, if your desire is strong enough, see, you can out-desire talent. You can out-desire education. Your desire is everything. You know, you can interchange desire with dream. But my dream, my desire, was going to overcome anything. I was telling Tom a story. I'm so broke. I meet the most beautiful girl. She's now my wife. And I knew that she, you know, I was competing against all the people that had money to take her out on nice dates. And I saw an opportunity. I heard there was this Elvis competition. And since I do Elvis, I thought, okay, I'll get in this competition. And the first prize was two round-trip tickets to Graceland, get to tour Graceland and cut a little demo record, and all that, and stay in a hotel, all expenses paid. So I thought, man, I am going to be the star. I'm going to win this contest. I'm going to tell her I'm whisking her off to Memphis, Tennessee, and we're going to go to Graceland. All I got to do is what? Win an Elvis contest. How easy is that, right? So I show up at this Elvis contest, and you know, all I did was have, I think I had some black trousers on and a black shirt that kind of flipped the collar up. Now's my outfit. But I get there, and there's all these people in these Elvis jumpsuits and scarves and Elvis glasses. I mean, they look like Elvis. And I thought, oh, man, I'm not dressed right. I'm not ready. And yet my desire was what? I wanted to impress my girlfriend then and my wife. And I sang my legs off, man. And I won that contest, right? I promise you, you can out-desire so many things, and don't limit yourself. Will you do that for me? So, out-desire. Don't let, you know, corporate America, all their criteria, tell you you can't do something. Because I'm not going to buy into it. Now, the other thing, I told you I want to stack the odds in my favor. How many of you have ever wished you could be at the right place at the right time? Don't we all want to be at the right place at the right time? Obviously, if we could just be at the right place at the right time, good things will happen. Well, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wish that. Right now, there is more money moving from one place to another, and more money is moving than has moved since we've been a nation, over 240 years. So I want that to sink in a minute, because in the free enterprise system, when money moves from one place to another, does somebody get paid? All the time. So if more money's fixing to move from where it is to somewhere else, I just want to be in the mix. I just want to be a part of that movement. And I want some of it to stick to me, right? And since I'm only one person, I got to think, well, gee, I want to stack the odds in my favor. If more money's going to move, and it's in the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars it's going to move, I can't even make a dent in that. So I read also a long time ago that there's two ways to make money. You either have your money working for you, or you have people working for you. So since I didn't have any money, I knew a lot of people. I was going to get a lot of people to help me move this money. And it's trillions. As I said, trillions of dollars. So it's happening right now whether we participate in it or not. So get in this money business. Get in this financial literacy business, and help people make the right choices, and you're going to make a lot of money. So now I'm at the right place at the right time. I've got products and services that everybody wants, needs, and can afford, and I'm going to prove that in just a moment, the afford part. All I got to do is open my mouth. Use these incredible tools, this broadcast that we're doing right now, these podcasts that Tom was talking about. You've got so many tools available to you that will help you participate in this movement of money. And so, I'm in the money movement business. Every time I move it, I make some money. But how many people in middle America, because that's really where I'm from and most people that we help, in middle America, how many of us get finished paying our bills at the end of the month saying, gee, I've got so much money left over, I wonder what I should do with all this money left over? That doesn't happen, right? See, we think we don't have any money. And that's okay, I'll let you think that way. But you do. In fact, remember this, money isn't the problem. It's what you do with the money That's the problem. Okay? So, I figured that I wasn't going to let people end up dead, broke, or still working at age 65, that I was really going to help them. I wanted to increase those odds and go from that 95% club that doesn't make it to the 5% club. The only way to do that is to start saving. So I said, I'm not going to let people convince me, and worse, convince themselves that they don't have money. So everyone that has credit card debt, student debt, car debt, all of us have those kind of debts, right? And if we remain foolish, we're going to use those as excuses not to save. I don't talk about all your debt. All I'm going to do is talk you into not doing what you need to do, save. But I'll bet you, while you have that credit card debt and all those debts I talked about, you're still going to go to Starbucks in the morning and get a cup of coffee, aren't you? You're going to spend $4 or $5 just in the morning getting started. You're going to get some snacks. Most people, I think we're honest, we blow $7 a day. Would y'all agree with that? I see a lot of heads nodding. Most of us blow $7 a day. Well, if you do that for 30 days in a month, that's $210 a month. There's 12 months in a year. $210 times 12 is what? $2,500. So most people don't have any idea that just blowing $7 a day does that. So I just get you, I convert you from a spender. Are we great spenders in America? Boy, we get an A+, don't we? But as far as savings goes, we're not very good in savings. So if all I do is go out and just once a week, I think this is so part-time, you can do this in addition to a full-time job. In fact, I've got a young man up here in the front row, Will Myers, that last month, part-time, he's got a full-time job, he's got two young kids, both under the age of 4, and Will just went out with this message, just converting spenders into savers, just saving $7 a day, and he made just under $7,000 last month. So is it possible to make some good money part-time? Well, it is if you've got some great products and services. So you do that. If I did that just once a week, get someone to save $7 a day, and then I decide that I want to build a business within a business, which we offer here, and I become a financial broker. I'll just use those terms. We all understand how the real estate model works. But in real estate, if I go sell a house and I'm a broker, will I make money if I sell a house? If I'm a broker, yeah, I'll make some money. And if I'm a broker and I have some agents working for me, and those agents sell a house, those agents will be paid, but will I also be paid? I'll be paid also, right? So we're not selling $200,000, $300,000 homes. We don't need to come up with a big down payment to buy that house. We don't have to have a good credit score. I think it's a whole lot more difficult to sell real estate than it was. But we're in the business of just converting spenders into savers. So I go and help one family sock away just $7 a day, and I'm being very conservative with these numbers. And I've got me 4 agents, and they all go do the same thing. They just do one. You're hardly going to believe what I'm going to tell you, but that would pay me as a broker. With just that little team, 4 agents and me, I'm going to make over $20,000 that month. Now, you show me a game plan where I can make that kind of money on such a small amount that people blow, I call it unconscious spending, they don't even think about it. My goodness, I can really get in this money movement business. And then where we're different from the real estate industry, and this is very, very important for any of you that are in real estate, because I think this is the albatross around the real estate agent's neck, the real estate broker's neck, is if I am a broker and I've got Will Myers that I just mentioned, and he's a real get-up, get-after-it kind of guy, and he's out there just knocking it out of the park, I'm gonna keep trying to recognize him and give him more commission, whatever he needs to keep him. But the day's going to come where he's going to know the business as well as I do, probably more, and he's going to want to improve his situation. And the only way a real estate agent can improve their situation is to what? Become a broker. And when a broker produces a broker, what happens to that broker? The broker becomes broker. He really does, right? Because what happened? That broker's gone. And it's even worse. Not only is the broker gone and become the competition, who trained the competition? the broker. Isn't that an insane business model? Does that happen in the accounting business? Does that happen in the restaurant business, nail salon business? How many business owners have trained their competition? Well, that doesn't happen here. We fixed that. I told you, we're going to put the odds in our favor. We're going to stack the odds in your favor that your best people never leave. How does Tom Matthews, how does Bill Mitchell, how do they have seven-figure earners still working with them? I want you to understand how unique this is. This isn't just one of those little deals. Most industries, if you're good, you go and do your own thing. We don't do that here. See, I have the same opportunity to do what Bill Mitchell and Tom Matthews do. I was told I could make $1 million here in a year, and I've done that with that background that I shared with you. So those things are totally possible if you fix it. So how did we fix it? I want Will Myers to be a broker, and I'm working real hard. So a broker's wanting someone to be a broker. And I'm not going to get into all the math and how this works. It's just crazy, the financial services industry, how it pays and the compensation model, and you'll need to get more details on that. But when Will Myers becomes a broker, he's the same broker contract as I am, but our parent company, Aegon, is a pretty big company out there. And Aegon, we are a wholly owned subsidiary of Aegon, all right? And we're a marketing arm. And Aegon knows that the more brokers that they have with WealthWave, the more money they're going to make. So now he's a broker. I help increase Aegon's profits. And we go to Aegon. We say, okay, Aegon, I produced a broker, and there was really no incentive. Aegon says, Darren, you know what? If you'll produce brokers, we're going to pay you a percentage on that broker. Doesn't come out of his pocket. And that is really an amazing concept. So I've got a lot of people on my brokerage team that are brokers, and I'm still making money. That's how you create wealth. J. Paul Getty, at his day, he was the richest man in the world, and J. Paul Getty said, hey, I would rather get 1% off of 100 people rather than 100% off of myself. See, if you're an employee out there, you've got 24 hours a day. That's all you've got. Time is the most precious commodity any of us have. Well, is there a way to magnify that? Yes, there is. Remember I said two ways to make money? Your money works for you, or you got people working for you. So now I've just got so many people that are working for me. If I've got one person working for me, I've got their 24 hours, and I got my 24. I got 48, don't I? What if I had 10 people working for me? What if I had 100? In fact, there's no way. No way on God's good earth that I could make what I'm making by myself. I had to figure out a way to build a network of people. In fact, I heard a statement, your network equals your net worth. And so why don't you go and start building your network? We got the need. We've proven it. People are desperately, I mean, they lay their head on their pillow at night and they're not worried about their vitamins, I promise you. You know what they're worried about? They're worried about how are they going to retire. They're worried about how are they going to send their kids to college. They're worried about braces for their children. Those are serious issues, right? So I don't want to belittle any of that. The need is so great. People need extra money. And just like the example I gave with Will here, almost $7,000 part-time. And I could tell you story after story, leaders, so that's possible. It is your chance to take advantage of this wealth wave. Catch this wave. And don't do it by yourself, because if you do, it's like having, I love chocolate cake. And if I had a chocolate cake on the table, I'm not going to take a big knife and cut that chocolate cake in half. I want the whole cake, right? So you can come here and you can make some great money, you know, doing all the great things that we do here. But why don't you? Why don't you take advantage of what the leaders have done here and start building that network? Build you a team. Magnify your hours in a day. There's no other way. And all of a sudden, you're not going to believe what can happen. So, kind of tying it all together, If I can do that, no car, know nothing about money, no checking account, and now today have, as far as the industry is concerned, one of the largest firms in our industry, license agents and securities agents, all the things that I have all across the United States and Puerto Rico, if I could do that with my background, I know you can do it. So dust off those dreams. Believe in them again. Dreams aren't just for sleeping, right? You know, I decided, man, I wasn't going to just spend all my wonderful dreams sleeping. I was going to make them a reality. And so you can do that here. And I want to encourage you. I hope just a little bit of my background can help you. I just keep it simple. I just know that I got that sixth sense. And everywhere I go, I'm going to see those dead broke people. And I know it's my responsibility. And shame on me if I don't do something about it, right? So I hope you'll join us. The need has never been greater. The time is now. This great wealth transference is occurring. You're at the right place at the right time. You don't have to have skills. You don't have to have knowledge. You're going to learn all that here. And you can go and make even your wildest dreams come true.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.